taking notes. There will be a test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome back to it on a Friday, a free-for-all Friday. Good to have you here at the Steve Gruber Show. Glad to have you joining us here in hour number three. My next guest is the smartest man in the world. No, really. He is. According to the Vedic IQ Guild's 2018 Genius of the Year, World Genius Directory, and the 2016 Genius of the Year, America and TED speaker Jeffrey Ford with me. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. You know, we had you scheduled to talk about civility and political conversation here. Even before the story popped up on my radar of members of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce basically getting death threats from an out-of-state group as a result of their social posts and so forth. So threats of violence against them and their children, because they oppose a ballot initiative here in Michigan. And they've asked the Supreme Court or the courts of Michigan to look at it. And as a result, the vitriol, the hatred, the threats online have spiraled out of control. And I look to our conversation today because we're trying to find a way to have a robust conversation without it becoming completely mean-spirited and hateful. But I don't see that happening very often, Jeffrey. I see us as spiraling out of control. Where are we?
I think that we are in very deep trouble. And I think part of that is due to the educational system. I read your article yesterday on Newsmax, and I noticed that you and I both spoke about the very same thing. We both see a real lack of education. People do not know what life is like under socialism, communism, and Nazism. And that's why so many people are so afraid that they actually are in Nazi Germany in the United States. So what we need to do is we have to start educating people and teaching them true factual history so that they can then move forward in life and make good decisions and not act out so much on their emotion, but actually on facts and logic.
Well, you know, I think I used the term imbecile. Let's be honest. I think we've raised a generation of imbeciles, I think is the way I put it in my latest Newsmax piece that you're referencing there, because these people know nothing of Stalin or Mao or Pol Pot or much of anything for that matter when it comes to socialist, Marxist, communist thought. And yet you look at people like Maxine Waters. You look at people like this woman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that just won the primary for the 14th Congressional District in New York, that openly support the same principles that result in the murder of more than 100 million people during the 20s. 100 million people died under socialism, communism, and Marxism in the 20th century alone. These kids don't know anything about it.
No, they don't. And I do believe that the unions have a lot to do with it. Because they rely on a collectivist system, right, that they collect dues and it all goes towards inequality within the membership. People who work in this job, they get this amount of money. I am not anti-union, but when we're talking about education, I would rather have reward-based education, reward-based for the teachers, how they perform impacts how well they'll be paid much more than just how many years they've been in the system.
Well, do you think, I mean, this goes back to my mother, who was a school teacher, and grandmother. My mother hated all of these standardized testing, and she got out of education in the early 1990s, you know, but she thought that was a road to ruin, basically. Make everybody fit in the same box. We'll teach to the test, what she said would happen. She said, if you follow this path, they'll be teaching to the test, and they won't really be teaching. They'll just trying to get kids to get the right answer on one test, a big test. She was right about that. And I think we've lost a lot of our educational latitude and ability by focusing on teaching to a test and not teaching kids to their potential, right or wrong.
You're absolutely correct. And the sad thing is the students are all working towards the same test. There's students in New York, for example, hypothetically New York, but a lot of states in the country, they're all doing the same assignments on the same day. We are graduating imbecilic cookie-cutter molded children, and we have to have diversity. I'm a big believer in diversity, but I'm not so interested in what color anybody is. I'm interested in what they have to offer. What do they have of value inside their cranium that they can go out, be special, and really compete for jobs so that we as a country can compete against other nations. And
well,
we
that's
are
it.
Not going to be able to do that as well as what we have been with the people who are graduating now.
Right. I want to you know, wage war in the marketplace of ideas. I want to have a free exchange of ideas. I don't want somebody, I'm not going to listen to you, and they stomp their feet and they walk away, which I've had happen pretty close. I've had college graduates say, I'm not going to listen to that. Hell, I've had adults do the same thing. I'm not going to listen. I say, I'm sorry. You're such a petulant child, you can't even have a conversation if you don't agree with if I don't regurgitate the talking points that reflect your view of the world, we can't have a conversation. It's absurd, and really it's kind of obscene, Jeffrey. I'll give you the last word.
I think that we have far too many people on the left who are ruled by their emotions than they are by logic, and they need to grow up. And we have to start shaming these people. While we're educating them, we also have to hold them to the same standard that we hold ourselves. And then we'll have a chance to hopefully make America great again, much better than it's ever been. But it's going to take a commitment on all of our parts to step up, dare to be disliked, and tell the truth.
And like I said on the Newsmax, like I wrote in the Newsmax article, hit them with a withering assault of truth. A withering assault of truth. Jeffrey Ford, great to have you here. Always appreciate you being here. The world's just the smartest guy ever. Jeffrey, thank you as always.
Thank you.
There you have it, Jeffrey Ford, everybody. This part of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. It's the Steve Gruber Show.